Six GOP Senators Who Bucked Trump on Wall Funding Bill. By Sean Moran on January 24, 2019. Six Republican senators bucked President Donald Trump and voted for a spending bill that does not contain the president's increased border wall funding request. The Senate failed to pass two separate spending bills that would end the historically long government shutdown. First, the Senate failed to pass President Trump's compromise spending bill that contains $5.7 billion in border wall funding in exchange for a three-year extension of the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals (DACA) program for illegal aliens. The Senate also failed to pass a clean continuing resolution (CR) that would fund the government through February 8 and does not contain any increased border wall funding. Six Republican senators voted against Trump. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, R.K. White, and the Republican majority to back Schumer's plan. The six Republican senators who voted with Schumer include Senator Mitt Romney, RUT. Senator Lamar Alexander, RTN. Senator Susan Collins, Army. Senator Cory Gardner, RCO. Senator Johnny Isakson, RGA. Senator Lisa Murkowski, RAK. Senator Romney infamously released an op-ed in the Washington Post in which he attacked the president's character and America First policies. Despite Romney's many spats with the president, Romney said in an interview with CNN that he will be with Republicans on the government shutdown. "The shutdown is so extraordinarily unfair," Collins said ahead of the vote this week. "I'll vote yes and yes on both bills." Senator Collins has bucked Trump and the Republican Party in the past when she, Murkowski, and the late Senator John McCain, Oz, tanked Obamacare repeal twice during Trump's congressional term. Murkowski also voted against confirming Judge Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court despite historic Democrat opposition to his confirmation. Senator Gardner said that voting to reopen the government was the right thing to do. Alexander contended in a statement after the votes that neither party should use a government shutdown as a bargaining chip. "I voted twice today to open the government because it should never have been shut down," Alexander said. "It is always wrong for either side to use shutting down the government as a bargaining chip in budget negotiations. It should be as off-limits as chemical weapons are to warfare."